Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Always be recording.
ABR.
Yep.
Always be recording.
Yeah, I'm surprised I don't have a sign that says that.
You should have a sign that says that.
I should. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Hey, welcome to our third episode. Pending Nuptials.
Yeah. By this time, surely you've heard the first two.
At least I hope you have.
Yeah.
Might be kind of weird jumping in on the third episode.
I think you could do it. It's not like there's a continuing storyline.
Well, we are the continuing storyline.
That's true.
Yeah. How do you feel? Our first episode went live today at 6 a.m.
I had dreams about it.
Did you?
I did.
What kind of dreams?
So we saw that John Krasinski video last night.
Uh-huh.
Of him hosting prom.
And I had Some Good News is the video you're referring to.
Yeah. And I had dreams that, like, he was talking into the camera about things to do better on the podcast.
Oh, this was a critical dream.
Oh, my God. All night long.
Really?
Did you not notice me tossing and turning all night?
I didn't, I have to say. Yeah. I slept actually surprisingly well last night.
I'm glad someone did.
I'm really sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm not sorry, but good. I am sorry.
Because you struggled with sleep for a long time.
Yeah, and I still do on occasion. Mm-hmm. But that's why we take drugs before we go to bed.
Yeah. We were supposed to record last night, but it was 4:20. Mm-hmm. We had every intention to, but we thought it might be best if that not the third episode.
No, I do think, though, that we should have, like, a 420-themed episode.
Okay.
And, like, I'll do some research on, like, benefits of marijuana on marital status
I bet it's
like
great.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
Couple that smokes together stays together.
Hell yeah, babe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So today, I thought that it would be fun if we talked about common myths of engagement / marriage. And it was my idea that, and I thought about it, and then I was like, I wonder if there are, like, what kind of myths do I know about engagement in marriage? So I did some research, and I'm going to just kind of pose a myth to Ben. Then he has not heard these.
I have not.
And we're just going to kind of talk about it and what our opinion on it is, whether it's taboo, if it's a myth, things like that.
This should be fun.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one is, and I haven't looked at these since I looked them up last week, so this is actually a refresher for me. Drop hints until your partner knows you want to get married.
Wait, but that is not an engagement myth. That's a myth about engagement.
Yeah. Well, there's no myths really about it, like, being engaged. Oh, there's one.
Okay.
There's one that's, like, actually about being engaged, but it's, like, not necessarily the act of being engaged, but it's, like, marriage, proposal, engagement is kind of the theme.
Sure. Continue.
So do you agree or disagree that you should drop hints until your partner knows that you want to get married?
I don't know. Maybe I should see the other side of it from someone that didn't drop hints.
I didn't drop hints?
No, what I'm saying is you did drop hints. So if you hadn't, I would be able to compare the two.
Well, so this is a great way to talk about this, though. Were you annoyed when I would drop hints? And actually, let's go back. How did I drop hints? Because I thought that I wasn't too bad. I was, like, blatant, I want to marry you. It wasn't like, oh, look at this magazine that has a picture of this ring that I think is pretty. I didn't do anything like that.
No. But you were always thinking in the future tense.
I mean, like, I'm always thinking in the
when
future.
When we're engaged, when we're married, we can do this.
I still do that.
Yeah.
Only now it's when we have babies.
Yep. You're thinking one step ahead.
I mean, I'm a futurist. That's one of my things.
That's totally fine.
My Enneagram would tell you I'm a futurist.
Really?
Hmm. So, back to the question.
Yeah.
Dropping hints until your partner knows you want to get married. Is that a myth? Is that taboo?
I think you have to.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think there's more pressure on the person to propose to not really have any barometer of, like, how is this going to go?
That's true.
Right? Am I just going to, like, throw it up and see what sticks? But if the other person has laid it out and given off hints, then they can be more headstrong in their approach.
So to build on that, for all of the women listening out there, what is too much of a hint? Like, did you ever get annoyed with any of the things that I said? Because I wouldn't really classify mine as like dropping hints. It was just like we came to the conclusion together that we were going to get married. When it was going to happen was not up to me.
I was not annoyed at any point because you didn't phrase it like, well, you just, would you just propose to me already? You would never say stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's because that makes me cringe.
Yeah.
That kind of like ultimatum type of a thing.
Sure, but maybe I was overstating it. So if a girl wanted to get married, usually they're kind of more blatant about it.
So you are more for the point blank. And I actually kind of agree with you because I think that there's a way in which you can ask the question of, do you see this going where I see this going, which is I'm thinking that down the line we're going to get married. And I'm not saying that you're proposing to me right now. I just want to know that we're on the same path.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That if you don't have that talk, then it's kind of dangerous. And there's a lot of winging it that goes along with it.
Mm.
And it could really stress you out, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the next one is the proposal needs to be a big fucking deal.
Oh, I see both sides of this. Because I asked friends not necessarily how I should do it, but giving them the idea of what I was going to do to propose.
Because you had multiple plans.
Right. I was going to propose at Glacier, but I kind of figured it would be a too predictable move.
Oh, I was prepared for you to propose
exactly
during the Glacier trip.
I knew you were.
So just a little bit of background. Last July, Ben and I took a road trip from Nashville, Tennessee, where we live, to Glacier National Park. And one way, it's 30 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, we love taking road trips together. We're very good at it.
Yeah.
Like an 8-hour drive is not really a big deal for us. Mm-hmm. And we listen to books, we listen to podcasts, we like ask each other questions, we play games, we nap. Sometimes we attempt to do other things and it doesn't go well because Ben can't focus and there's traffic and it's
I get road rage.
But we took a trip to Glacier and we went for 6 days or so. But anyways, mm-hmm. I was definitely prepared for you to propose on that trip. Also because our very talented friend, who's the photographer for our wedding, was coming and meeting us and doing a photo shoot, essentially like an engagement shoot with us in Glacier to put in her profile or her portfolio.
Yeah, I knew that was happening. You can't get a photographer to come on vacation and try to be low key with it. It was very obvious.
You knew. And I even told you, I was like, regardless of whenever we get engaged, we're going to use these pictures for our engagement photos.
Yeah. And we have.
And we have, because they're beautiful.
Yeah. One of which is, a few of them are on our podcast profile.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was dreaming about road trips the other day.
Hmm.
Yeah. Daydreaming, but I'm so craving to
go anywhere.
A long road trip, but yes.
Okay. Wait. So going back to, you had reached out to friends mm-hmm. asking about like the proposal. So first thought was do it in Glacier, and then you thought it was too cliche. The next thought you had was what?
I think it was proposing at a concert. And I knew it was not going to be one of the concerts that I work at, but I knew we had one coming up.
Which, okay, wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
I for sure, in the back of my brain, thought at there could be a slight possibility that you would propose to me at one of your shows. And that it would be during the shot.
Ugh.
Or that there would be something happening where you had me side stage, like for something. I don't know. You would think of a reason. I thought about this way too much. That you would have me side stage and then for some reason you're employer would come over and be like, come on, Ben, like bring me up on stage. But then I thought about it more and I was like, no, that's not his style. Like, he's not really into the like fandom and crowd stuff that happens at the shows. That's not your MO.
You're right.
You don't like that kind of stuff.
I am envisioning the alternate version of myself right now and I hate him. Gosh.
But I kept thinking like, because I went to that Denver show. Were we engaged when we went to Denver?
No.
I don't think so. I was like, maybe he'll
because your folks were there.
Because my parents were there at the Denver show. And you called me under the stage for the shot. And Peyton Manning and
Michael Phelps
were next to me. And I was like, this is it. This is going to happen. And then you just handed me a shot. And I was like, damn it.
Well, I wanted your friends and family to see you on the big screen.
Well, that happened too. But
I'd be super jealous.
Okay. So was your second thought a concert? Or because we had talked, you had said something about at the house.
Oh, when we closed on this house, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And realistically, we only closed on this house a week or two. It could have been a few weeks after we got engaged.
We got engaged October 18th or 17th.
So I guess it was a month.
It was a month after.
I saw a good opportunity and I played it all out in my head and I liked what I saw, and I had a friend who worked on the Maggie Rogers lighting crew,
mm-hmm.
and man, did she come in clutch.
So just kind of circling back, mm-hmm. you ended up deciding to propose at a concert.
Yes. Now, how that all transpired in my mind after Glacier, I think it was just a blur, because when we got back, we went deep into renovation mode on the house, like the day
right.
we got back from Glacier.
And we got back, and then you actually had a couple of shows, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That week
yeah.
we got back. So it was something that I just set out to do, and in my mind it was already decided, and then I pressed on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, going back to what we were saying, when I would bring it up to friends, saying, is this enough? Is this lavish?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it was split right down the middle of people that were like, oh, that's awesome, good idea. And other people were like, you don't have to do that. Just like propose to her like at dinner one night or whip that ring out on the couch.
Okay, whoever said that, no longer.
No longer friends with them.
No, I mean, for some people that definitely works.
Yeah.
It's so based on your relationship.
It totally
so
is.
I do think that that is a myth because mm-hmm. like perfect example is the way that you asked me to move in. That wasn't a big deal. We were just sitting on the couch and you just asked me.
Yeah.
And if you had chosen to ask me in a more casual setting, I would have been fine with it. It yeah. would not have been a big deal for me.
Sure. That's the type of person you are though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not big on the big hype.
Mm-hmm. Like, a big to do.
Yeah, honestly, if you did end up pulling me up on stage one night, I think that I would have blacked out.
Because you would have drank profusely out of the embarrassment?
No, maybe. I just think like the thought of having that many people like for such an intimate moment for me personally seems excessive.
I get that.
But for how you did it, it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we should save... propose, should we? I mean, we're talking about it.
Let's kind of save it for later.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do the proposal. We'll have proposal story for like an actual episode.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah.
We can get other couples in on it.
That's great. Oh my gosh. And we can ask a couple of our friends about their proposals.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Would you say that it is a myth as well about the proposal being a big fucking deal?
I say it's circumstantial and you have to know your partner.
I agree. Okay, next one. Your partner should know what ring you want.
So you're saying me, being the partner, should know what ring you want.
I'm saying in a general sense that whoever is doing the asking or the proposing should have an idea of what the other person wants in a ring.
Speaking from personal experience, I would have wanted to know what ring you want either really early into the relationship or not at all.
Which is what happened. Well, pretty much. Pretty much. I don't think that I ever pulled out rings and showed you.
You didn't.
No, other people did.
Yes.
But me personally, I did not show you.
Yeah.
And it was already after the fact that you had a ring
mm-hmm.
when other people came to you.
Yeah.
But so this is actually really interesting. I have been saving this juicy little nugget.
Oh.
Because I have never told you this ever.
Yikes.
But last year, you went on a cruise with your mom.
Yeah.
And my hunch is that on that cruise, the discussion of the family ring, which you gave me, came up, and you guys talked about like you proposing to me. Wait, was that last September? No, it was it last September or the September before?
It would have been the September before.
September before. So yeah. almost 2 years ago, like right as our relationship was very new. Mm-hmm. You went on this cruise, and my hunch is that you went and you and your mom talked about this, and you told her that you were probably going to marry me.
So that's a theory you still have?
That is a theory I still have.
It's not as grandiose as what you're hoping.
Tell me your side of it, and then I'm going to tell you why that is my theory.
Okay. My mom just randomly sent me the photo of her ring that my father got her.
So it had nothing to do with what you guys didn't talk about it on the cruise.
We probably did, because okay. We were having a good time and laying out in the sun, having some Mai Tais. I'm sure it came up, but at that point, we would definitely have talked about it.
Your mom and you?
Right. My family and I.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, right after you came back from the cruise, we went to dinner one night. Do you remember this?
Where?
At the chicken place.
Okay.
I'm not going to say where it was because I'm not giving out free ads for that place.
Not yet.
But if you know who you are here in Nashville, it's a hot chicken place. Feel free to contact us. I will happily come back, edit, and put your name in here.
Yeah.
Anyways, we went to that hot chicken place by our house, and we were sitting at the bar, and you had your phone in your hand, and you were starting to tell me about how your mom had sent you a picture of some deer in her yard that morning.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember this at all.
No. It happens a lot. She has a lot of deer in her yard.
I know. But you started to show me. And you know how you like click on a picture thread?
Yes.
And you clicked on the picture. And then if you scroll, mm-hmm. it goes through all the pictures in that message thread. And you scrolled one too many too far.
You saw it.
And there was a picture. And I saw it. And it took me like half a second. It clicked in my brain. And then I looked away because I didn't want you to think that I had seen it. And I was like, and like looked away really fast. And I knew that you had a panic attack because you're like, oh yeah, look at the deer. Isn't that crazy? Look at and I was like, oh fuck. So I knew from September 2 years ago that this was the ring that I was getting.
No shit.
Uh-huh.
This changes everything.
No, it doesn't though, because I love this ring.
I'm second guessing so many things.
Why would you say it's perfect? I mean, it has more meaning for us that it's a family ring.
Yeah.
Way more meaning.
That was the idea.
Yeah. But I have held on to that for 2 years.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Okay. So going back to, do you think that it's important for a partner to know the ring that...
No.
Okay. Well, geez. All right.
I get it. I mean it.
Okay. This is the one about engagement. The myth is that you have to be engaged for 18 months.
No.
I agree.
No.
I don't think you need to be engaged for 18 months.
I think it's very obtuse to say it's 18 months and not give any time span, like between 6 months and 2 years.
Right.
Even. Come on.
No. Come on. Well, and like it goes back to what we were talking about previously is that everybody's so different.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. So like some people need the 18 months. Because they need to plan the wedding lavish of their dreams.
Also true.
And other people don't need that. Other people who are just going to get married at a courthouse don't need that much time.
Right.
And even then, I know people who could plan a crazy ass wedding in 6 months or less.
Like you. That's what you used to do.
I know. I mean, I could have done it, but I'm glad that I didn't because we had thought about getting married in May. And now everybody we know that had weddings in May has had to push them.
I think the idea came up of us getting married in May, but we...
Yeah, it was a thought, and then we didn't do it, which I'm glad that we didn't.
Yeah, we moved on pretty fast.
Yeah. You can't talk about your wedding or marriage until you're engaged.
I would say you can't talk about the specifics of it. Yeah, come on.
Oh, that's interesting, though, because on our... I don't know what number date it was, but it was like we weren't actually officially dating yet. And I don't know how we started talking about it, but we started talking about styles of weddings.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I said, I want mine to be like a camp where all of my friends and family come for the weekend and like are outside, and that it's like a sleepaway camp. And you're like, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. But I don't think you phrased it that way. I think you said, like, you show me a post off Pinterest.
Oh,
and you.
I wasn't talking about us.
I know
what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is you didn't phrase it like, we should do this, or I want this.
Right.
You said,
right.
Look what these people did.
Right, right. And I wasn't saying like, well, for our wedding, God, you would have run.
I know.
So quickly.
But that's going along with what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that there's a certain, I will say this. Once you get to a certain point in your relationship, I think it's okay to talk, like, to fantasize about what your wedding's going to be like with your partner.
Yeah,
not to a great extent, not anything crazy, but like just little comments here and there, like not super in-depth conversations, but like something along the, I'm trying to think of if I ever said anything that I wanted for our wedding before we were engaged.
Oh.
I picked out the venue before we got engaged, but that was purely by fluke. Like that was not, I didn't go out seeking it. It
right.
kind of came to us naturally.
You went to a wedding show.
With my friend who had just gotten engaged. I did not go there because I wanted to. I'm clarifying.
For the record.
I did not go there because I was looking for stuff for our wedding. It just so happened that I found our venue at that event.
Yeah. And you weren't necessarily sold on it yet. Because you hadn't checked it out, and
right.
it would be so uncharacteristic of you to book something that you had no idea the ins and outs of.
Anything can look good in a pamphlet.
Exactly.
Show me the goods. You say that I get to stay at this place this weekend? Let's find out.
And we did, and we loved it.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all the questions that I have. Are there any other myths that you can think of that we should talk about?
Is it a myth that your engagement can fizzle out a relationship?
I think for us that would be a myth. I don't know about other people. Maybe the people mm-hmm. who are waiting 18 months.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's for real, though.
It gives you an opportunity to get sick of your partner,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Although I will say this, you won't get sick of the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we haven't talked about it in this particular episode, but like just a refresher, we are in a pandemic right now. We are in the social distancing mode.
Yep.
And we have not really gotten sick of each other. And my mom actually just asked me this today because I was talking to her about what was going on in our relationship and how I had a mental breakdown on Sunday night. I just had a good heavy cry.
It's healthy though.
It was very good for me. But she was asking how you and I were doing. And I was like, honestly, he and I are great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've really been communicating very well with each other. Sometimes there's topics that are hard to navigate, and we've found our way through them.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to what you're saying, for us, I don't think engagement has fizzled us at all.
No. And talking about whether we're sick of each other or not, it very much helps that you go to work every day.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to, and I'm not happy that you still have to put yourself through that, but it's good for couples to have their own space.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just like it's good for people to have their own friends.
Yeah, yeah. Same concept.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. Anything else?
Other myths.
I'm trying to think of a couple more, too, that the internet didn't give me. Something that I have really thought about and struggle with slightly but have gotten over is that Ben has 6 groomsmen.
Yes.
And I have 5 bridesmaids. And for a very long time, I was not okay with that. Because I thought in pictures it was going to look weird. And I thought walking down the aisle that it would look weird.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm just like, no, we're going to put 2 bitches on Brian's arm.
Yes.
And make him walk down the aisle with 2 girls.
You hear that, Brian? Newsflash.
But for us, it doesn't bother me that it's not symmetrical, because in pictures, it's not that big of a deal.
And it could lend itself to a better picture.
Right, yeah. Right. But you don't have to have like an enormous amount of people to so that it's even. And that's another thing too, is that you don't have to invite every single person that you've ever talked to about being in your bridal party to be in your bridal party.
Yeah.
I was actually very cutthroat when it came to my bridal party. There were people who were expecting to be bridesmaids that are not. And I honestly, it's better that way, because I want our wedding to be more of an intimate feel. And if I had, you know, 12 bridesmaids, not knocking anybody who has 12 bridesmaids.
I am. Come on.
You know, people, I have to
do,
say,
do they not know how to make a cut?
If you think about it though, especially in the South, like women are in sororities and they have to like have all these women in their bridal parties. Wow. I was never in a sorority, but I guess I am a little bit different because I was a little cutthroat.
Well, you're also a little bit older. I think every woman that has 12 bridesmaids and or her sorority sisters has got to be under the age of like 24 when they're married.
That's probably a good point. I mean, we're casting a generalization here, but
I think we're pretty close.
Yeah. God, I don't even like that many people.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I do, but not enough to invite them to be a bridesmaid.
All right. Well, I encountered a similar situation. I'm sure you did too. When you have a certain number of people that you're shooting for to be at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, when you have to start making cuts, that's when it can get tough, but it has to be done. And those people, I have to assume they can't get too mad about it, right? Because at some point you have to say no more people, and sorry that you fall underneath that, but
are you talking
life
about
goes on
for
guests?
Guests, yeah. Now, okay, yeah. No, I agree with that. I mean, half my family isn't invited, which it's not anything personal against them. I have a really big family.
Right. But listen to what you're saying. Half of your family is not invited, but you have such a big family that half of your family is invited.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can you think of any other ones that you would want to put in there?
Maybe that planning a wedding is super stressful.
Okay, so I will say this. I think that it can be stressful at times. I also think that you and I are very different in this category, because I used to do this for a living.
Yeah.
And also we're really laid back compared to other people. You and I are very laid back in what our wedding is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're roasting a whole pig one night.
Mm-hmm.
It's super relaxed.
I can't wait. Right. But I think the approach to it, you just said you have done this before for a living, and I'm in the business of planning things 6 weeks or a couple months out. So given a 6 to 8 month time frame, that's pretty easy.
Yeah. I think when it comes to planning a wedding, as far as like avoiding stress, it's like what you said, it's really important to have a timeline and when things need to be done. Our wedding planner has got like a vendor type of a thing that she works with, that we fill out all the information and it kind of lets us see what gaps we have.
Yeah.
But I will say, for anybody who's listening who is engaged in starting the process of planning your wedding, use the Knot. It was great for me in the beginning, because they have like a checklist and that you put in the date that you're getting married, and then it tells you like every single, it's like week by week what you need to do that week.
They virtually hold your hand.
Essentially. Although I will say some of their timeline is a little bit off, especially for, no one could ever expect what's happening right now, where all the weddings for the spring and summer are now being pushed to the fall. Mm-hmm. So the people who were already planning on getting married in the fall better fucking have their vendors locked down, because now all the brides from spring and summer are coming into the fall.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we ran into that. We lost a DJ because we didn't book him quick enough.
That's okay.
But it's fine, because we found somebody who's going to be just as great. Yeah. But it's really important to lay out a timeline, and the Knot did that for us. I know I said I wasn't going to give free advertising, but I mean, it's free to use
exactly.
It's free to use it. So the Knot was really great.
Yeah. Still is.
Yeah. Really it great. Is still really great, because I use it for their budgeting tool, which is great. Mm-hmm. So do you have any more?
I can't think of any. Those were the only couple that were dwelling up in my head.
So now that we're live, we need to start telling people, like, please go rate and review our podcast.
Yeah, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Give it a like.
give it a like. You have to rate it. You have to subscribe to it. Yeah. Cause that will make it easier for people to find us. Mm-hmm. Give us any feedback. If your friend or family, maybe if you have like some criticism, go ahead and just shoot us a message
or a comment. I'm sure you engaged couples will probably have something to add to mm-hmm. this. So feel free to.
Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. We are pending.nuptials.pod on Instagram. We've got a lot of great stuff that goes up on there.
Yeah.
And hey.
Hey.
Look at us.
Hey. Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Certainly not me. All right. Well, I love you.
I love you too.